Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the union of Halacha Moshe Sinai, based on the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim 5:2. This is the sixth shiur, B'siyata Dishmaya. We saw this, the stira, all the Gemaras that say Shachem V'chazer V'yastim, that they forgot it and then it was reestablished by the Nevi'im. Forgot Halacha Moshe Sinai was reestablished by the Nevi'im. How does that stem with the Gemara in Tumure, that we see in Tumure that Lo B'Shemayim Hi? So the yishuv that we said was, the chilik we said was, that when the Navi says something, that's mechayiv the beis and to be metaken al pi the Navi. Mashenken, when the Gemara and Tumur, it's talking about when they learned that al pi the Urim V'Tumim, the halachas were to be brought back al pi the Urim V'Tumim, that's not mechayiv anybody. So therefore there we say lo b'shamayim hi. But when it comes to the nevuah, nevuah is mechayiv the beis and a beis is metaken. So that's the chiluk that we saw. We're continuing the Rishalmi Sukkah 4:1. We see the Gemara asks, "How can you say our Rav is Yisod the Nevi'im to Halacha Moshe Misinai?" And the Gemara answers, "Kachay sa Halacha biyadam shachachua." It was Halacha Moshe Misinai, it was forgotten, and then later on the Nevi'im came. V'amdu ashni v'skim odas harishayim. And then the Nevi'im came along, and they were masking on what it said earlier. To teach you, la'amedcha shekol davar shenosu nafshin based in ala davar. Sofliskayim biyodim, anything Beis is Moser Nefesh for, in the end it's going to be Miskayim biyodim, in the end it's going to be fulfilled. Kemoshe Nemar leMoshe miSinai, as it was said to Moshe at Sinai, that's the Gemara. So the Aruch Haner asks on this Gemara, so again, if you see in the Gemara, that it's really was Halacha Moshe miSinai, but they were Moser Nefesh. Here it says, Shenosin Beis Dim Nafsham, or the Nevi'im were Moser Nefesh for this matter. We'll see in a moment. So then it's Miskayim. To frak the Aruch Laner, from this is Mashma, Shai de Atzman Yastudin Arova, El Sheskim Adat and Datsam Wak Misham Ken Loch Moshe Misinai. So it's Mashma that Sheskim Adat and Ladas Hamakom Misham Ken Loch Moshe Misinai. It was according to Rashi in the Gemore Al Pidibro Chazru Viyastum that they were told from Shemayim to reenact, to reestablish this din of Arava, of putting the Arava, of being Zokif the Arava, Tzidei Mizbech on Sukkos. So they were told Al Pi Dibur to do it. And here in this Gemara, it's Mashma, they weren't told Al Pi Dibur to do it. They just saw the Nevuah that that's what the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai was. Schema Dat and Ladas HaMakom, Sharmakan L'Moshe M'Sinai, but not that Hashem told them, Al Pi Dibur, they were Chazur V'yastum. So, based on what we said, that's the Kash, the Aruch Laner, that L'Choyra, the Yerushalmi, is a steer to Rashi in the Bavli. So, based on what we said, it would appear that B'Lapach, we have to understand, Manavshach, if the Nevi'im didn't know from the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and they were Miyasid Miyatzmat, so how do they know it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? As much most of the words, they didn't know it was Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, they were Miyasid it themselves, but how do they know that it was Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? It says they knew it was Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It was masculine with Asa Rishonim, but it was Me'atzman, so how do they know it was Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? They didn't have a Messiris for that. So it appears what the Yerushalmi is trying to tell us is, when it says, Al Pi Beis Din Shemasrim Nafsham, in other words, the Nevuah was also Ali Dei Beis Din. In other words, they knew that there was a Halacha, and it was forgotten, and they were Moser Nefesh, and because of that, a Nevuah was given, and therefore they could be Metake in Al Pi the Beis Din. And that's like we said about Rashi, that the Navi receives it, and then he goes to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din is metaking. That's what it means. Al Pi Dibur, Chazur V'Yastum, that they got a Navu about it, and they went to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din was metaking it. So they knew there was a halacha. They had forgotten the halacha, and they'd forgotten what the halacha was, and then they were Moser Nefesh, and then they were given the halacha back, B'Nevuah, and then they went to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din was Metaken. So the Yerushalmi is saying exactly what Rashi is saying, that the Nevi'im were Moser Nefesh, and Mimela, they could be metaking it, I'll be based in. And And that's exactly what Rashi says in the Bavli. Shal pi dibur chazir v'yastum, because they were, the Nevi'im were Makabel, this halacha Moshe v'Sinai, and then they went to the Beis Din, and Beis Din was, Beis Din reestablishes its sotu here. So that's what it means. Shekol davar shenos nafshin Beis Din ala davar. In other words, they were Moser Nefesh, the Nevi'im, the Moser Nefesh, and then they could be metakin it al pi Beis Din, like we said in Rashi. So that's one chilek that we have between the Ur Metumim and Nevuah. But if an acher, we could be mechalek bein hahid tmura, the shara sugyas, between the tmura where we said lo b'shamayim hi, and the other sugyas where it says shachum v'chazur v'yastum, shelafi dvareinu, arei b'shachum v'chazur v'yastum eino chidush, v'lo nimser l'chacham b'yesh l'zachiyu shmiya minovi, achinu b'gemora b'tmura, arei amu lo sha'al, v'anu k'yashay l'shar dvarim b'ur Metumim. The difference is that Shachar B'chaz V'yasim is not a Chiddush, wasn't given over to the Chachamim. And there's a Chiyuv Shmi, the Navi said it, you have to listen. In the Gemara in Tumure, Amru Lo Sha'al. In other words, like other things that were Mitumi. Or Mitumi Yesh Bo Dinei She'ela Bein Nish Bein B'Nishal Bein B'Tzuris HaShe'ela B'Seder HaShe'ela. There are a lot of dinim, as we see in Yuma and Ein Gimel, but how to ask the Urim Betumim, both the one asking and the one being asked. We've seen the Rambam claim Mikdash in the 10th Perek. So there's no Din She'ela on these in Yanin. Shem Kanal Lo B'Shamayim, V'rak Shvar Bai De Nevuah, K'yem Etshena B'chan Nevuah Shekar, V'akoch Elasas Al Pi Zeh. So that was the Chilik is that when it comes Al Pi Nevuah, when it comes al pi nevuah, so then you have to listen because it came al pi nevuah. But when it comes to Urim V'Tumim, that's not included in the Dinei She'ela. There's a certain Dinei She'ela in Urim V'Tumim. And what's B'Shamayim is not part of the Dinei She'ela of Urim V'Tumim. So that's the Chiluk. In Takan Eruch L'Ner and Sukkah, he says the Chisaron in Tmure is Mitzat She'ein Sho'alim. So that would be a second chilek. So the first chilek would be that when you receive a nevuah, then the job of the Beis Din is chayv to listen to the Navi. So we say that it's yes b'shamayim, because a nevuah was received, and then they go to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din has to be m'takim, whereas when you ask the Urim V'Tumim, there's not m'chayv the Beis Din at all. Only a Navi is. And the... Now we're saying a chiluk that they're dinei she'ela in the Urim V'Tumim, and this is not dinei she'ela, so this is not something that you ask. So maybe we say lo b'shamayim. Hashem came when they get a nevuah, so that is b'shamayim. So it would appear we can add to this as follows: Rashi in Eruvin talks about the onus of Elazar. Elazar had said something he shouldn't have said. Elazar had said that. It was Mar Elocha b'fnei Rabo, and Elazar HaKohen said to the men of war who went to the battle, this is the statute of the Torah which Hashem commanded Moshe, which is in Bamidbar 31:21. So even though Elazar said to the soldiers that Hashem commanded this statute to my father's brother, to Moshe, to my uncle, not to me, but he was punished for speaking this way in front of Moshe, as if he's the man. So he's Mar Elocha b'fnei Rabo. So what was the punishment? Punishment was, it's given Elazar HaKohen Yamoid. It says in the Pasuk that he should stand before Elazar the Kohen, who inquires from the Urim V'Tumim. And that's what Yoshua is supposed to do, and it never happened. So that was his punishment. That was Elazar's punishment. So there, Rashi writes, Rashi discussed a lot this Rashi. She'asi Yoshua l'estarach lishal dvar halacha me'Elazar. In the future, Yoshua was supposed to have asked the dvar halacha me'Elazar from Elazar, and he didn't. So the Rashash asks, and from Rashi and Erevin Memhei, Shelas David Muhammad's Kila about going to war, the Gemara says, what was he wanting? What did he want to know? Want to know if it's Mutter or if it's Asir? What do you mean? The Beis Din Rishon Aramasi is around. And Rashi writes, Isser Vehetu, you don't ask Urim V'Tumim. So you see from Rashi in Eruv in 45, you don't ask Gisser v'heter ever in Bitumen. And you see from Rashi in Eruv in 63a that you do ask, that Yahushua was supposed to be asking Gisser v'heter from the Bitumen from Elazar. So you see a stira here. How can Rashi say 63 that Yahushua is going to ask Shilas of the Urim V'Tumim when you see in 45 that you don't do such things? And also it says in the Gemara in Tumura Lo B'Shemayimi. So Ma Pitom that Yahushua is going to be asking Shilas of the Urim V'Tumim. Well, Avachi, we have to understand the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Harei Bezin Shal Shmuel Aramasi Kayim. I think Bezin Shal Shmuel Aramasi Kayim. That's not the point. Point is that you shouldn't be asking the Urim V'Tumim, because immediately this Urim V'Heter lo mashayel b'Urim V'Tumim, like Rashi says. You don't ask the Urim V'Heter or the Urim V'Tumim. So the word is not, it doesn't matter if Shmuel or Masi is kind, not kind. Point is you're not asking the Urim V'Tumim. So why are we bringing the Shmuel or Masi word? As nara b'zekach, spira beinu, shevadai, kishesafek lo b'svara u'b'din shal yud gimu midis, Yechol ismoch al shemayim. We already spoke about this in the earlier shiurim, b'siyata d'shmaya g'dayla, that when a person has a sofek b'svara, and in the din of yud gimel midis, he could be somech on what they say in shemayim. And therefore, you can have she'ela l'das rashi when you want to be somech, and when you have a svara, when you have a sofek in svara and the din of yud gimel midis, and you don't know which way to go, so you could be somech on shemayim. And that's what Rashi is talking about. That's Rashi. Eruv in 63a. Sheyasi Yoshua liyasarach lishol dvar alocha mi'alozo. Ela sharei katuv, bitvarim, biperek yud zayin, pasuk chet, ki yipalei mimcha davar, chulei, vikamta ve'alita el ha-makom, asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha. So it says that when you have a shayla, you go to the Sanhedrin, you go to the Beis Din HaGadol, in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. And the Rasag, Rav Sadia Gaon, was little did Rav Sadia Gaon know that over 1,000 years later, the Tekufa of the Gaonim would be reestablished. This Harav HaGaon, this Harav HaGaon. You know it's a joke, because I've been called Harav HaGaon, so that already just makes the Leitzanis from the whole thing. Not a Rav, not a Gaon. A Goon, maybe. A Goon. So the Rasag holds that it's a mitzvah saseh to go and ask a shaila of the Beis Din HaGadol. Other Rishonim as well. Look in the biur of Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla, Parashat Alamin, or Parashias, with Vav Belois to say Mem Vav. So this is a mitzvah essay. Whenever you have a suffix in a mitzvah of the Torah, Shemutal Lishol Adin Misanhedri Gedoyle Shebelishkas HaGozis, that you have to ask from the great Sanhedrin in the chamber of hewn stone. Love it. However, the Rambam, Umnam Rambam, lo chashav le mitzvah esei et achiyuv drisha mi Sanhedrin. The Rambam doesn't hold as a mitzvah esei to ask from the Sanhedrin, even though the pashtus of the pasuk we see like the Rashag, ayin sham b'perusha yiruchem v'shul perla. Nevertheless, yesh mitzvah esei b'kiyum shel asiyos hayroos. There is still a mitzvah in doing what the Beis Din tells you to do. See the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs Kufayin Dalet, beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, ubemele al yedei loy b'ashamayim, shemvuar mize gam ken akol ponim she'en adavu mosu, uvidei shamayim. So, we have a lo b'ashamayim here, and that means that it's not given over to Shamayim. As shuf, k'sheyesh Beis Din yesh inyan miyuchad lishol le Beis Din dafke. So when there's a Beis Din, there's an inyan to ask the Beis Din, not only shit this harasag, that if you don't ask, she'ia she'ila, havalei bitul mitzvah saseh, that not asking is a bitul mitzvah saseh. Elegam l'shita sa Rambam, but even according to the sheet of the Rambam, she'akoponim yesh b'zeh kiyum mitzvah saseh, k'shishal v'yaseh k'tvarem, that akoponim, there is a fulfillment of a mitzvah saseh when he does like the Sanhedrin Hagadola. Ulehejikas of Rambam, Makdomus Perish Mishnais, Felisa Lakoim Lulanovi, Ain Sham the Rambam writes explicitly in his Akdomah to the Perish Mishnais, you go up to the Kohen, you don't go up to the Navi. So there's a key on mitzvah essay when you listen to the Beis Din HaGadol. The Rasak says to ask is the mitzvah. The Rambam says to listen is the mitzvah. It's all, that's all included in Loi B'Shamayim. like we see there in the Rambam. And because of that, Mashakosav Rashi be'eruv in davsam memhei, ainu ela mishum de beizdin shel Shmuel kayim, b'chayav lishol be'beizdin, af al pi sheroitze v'yochal lismoch al urim v'tumim. So what does Rashi say? Eruv in 45, when David was asking him about going to war in Keilah. So shtei dorim in Rashi. What was the shaila? Is it mutter? Is it aser? So the Beis Din of Shmuel and Masi was kind. Rashi says you don't ask the Urim V'Tumim. He said, what do you mean you don't ask Urim V'Tumim? We saw that was a stira to what it says in later on that you do ask the Urim V'Tumim. So the answer is that Rashi writes that this is only because you have the Beis Din of Shmuel Aramosi. Zenachinami, you could have asked the Urim V'Tumim, but you have a mitzvah to ask the Beis Din first. That's why the Gemara says, right, Beis Din Shmuel Aramosi Kayim. First you go to the Beis Din, you don't go to the Urim V'Tumim. You could be Samech in the Urim V'Tumim. V'Tumim is great when you have a Suffolk in Halacha. So you can ask when you have a Suffolk B'Svaro B'Din Shal Yud Gimel Midas. So you can the Urim V'Tumim could be Machriya for you. And that's what was the case over here. The only thing was, is that we'd better go to the Beis Din. Then you have a mitzvah to go to them, according to the Rasag and other Rishonim. You have a mitzvah to listen to them, according to the Ramba. When the Beis Din doesn't know the din, you better go to the Beis Din. But the Beis Din doesn't know the din. Who's the Beis Din? Yeshua. Yeshua is the Beis Din. So if he doesn't know the din, and his Chavrei HaBeis Din, Chachmei HaBeis Din, and they want to be Somech in the Urim V'Tumim, they could do so. They can ask Elazar, but in the end, he didn't need to. So in other words, Soif Davar HaKol Nishma, you're allowed to go to the Urim V'Tumim like we saw if you have a Suffolk in Halacha, the Suffolk in Gimel Mida, the Suffolk in Svara. But it's better to go to the Beis Din. That's why in And Daf Mem Hey, it says that don't go to the Urim V'Tumim, go to Shmuel Aramosi. Adif to go to the better, go to the Beis Din. But yet on Samach Gimel Omer Aleph, it says a different Nigan. On Samach Gimel Omer Aleph, it says you do ask, because in theory you could ask. If the Beis Din doesn't know, the Beis Din asks, and therefore Yeshua could have asked. And the only thing he didn't, that was the punishment to Elazar. Taka in the Targum Yonason in Parshas Tetzave, Vayikra 28:26, it says there that the Urim V'Tumim is Maz Diskasim in Dayonaya, what's hidden from the Dayonim. Ayin Shem Sevechem Dis Yisrael. Tomalav Lo B'Shamayimi, the answer is no. When there are no Dayonim, you could be Samech on the Urim V'Tumim. And that's why the Targum Yonason says, Urim V'Tumim Maz Diskasim in Dayonaya, what's hidden from the Dayonim. You can Taka ask the Urim V'Tumim. Hadechem Yisrael said, Lo B'Shamayimi, B'Shmatos Maftechos, on page 16. The answer is, no, we don't say Lo B'Shamayimi in this case. When the Dayanim don't know, the Dayanim don't know the din, then they could be Somech. No, V'advorim Me'irim. Moira V'Raboisai, יש לנו עוד הרבה, הרבה, הרבה מה ללמוד. זו סוגיה רחבה מאוד, מרתקת מאוד. והתחלנו, רצינו לדבר את הירושלמי, שכתוב על פיו יצאו ועל פיו יבואו, אז הירושלמי אומרת שהכוונה לאורים שמדובר בבייס דין, אבל זה לא הפשט בפסוק, הפשט בפסוק זה על פי אורים ותומים. Doesn't say anything about the בייס דין. So that was where we came this whole Gevaldike Mahalach that we've had. This is B'siyata Dishmaya, the sixth shir. It's all to get to Pshat and that Yerushalmi. But on the way, we mamish, we yotzei b'ruchush gadol mamish. So it's terrific. And please stay tuned. And we have a lot more to come. B'li neder B'siyata Dishmaya. God should give us health and life and simchas chayim. And ala gita zachin. שנוכל באמת להמשיך מפעל הענק הזה של לעבור על דברי הרמב״ם בהלכות מלאכים, דברים משמחים, משמחי לב ומרניני נפש, ברוך השם. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, שלום שלום, בלי נדר נמשיך.